If you're not getting 3 to 5 transactions every single month from social media, you're just missing something. You're doing something wrong and you need a playbook. It's almost like you need a cheat code. So I'm introducing my new online course called Cheat Code Social. And right now I'm doing the pre-launch. For those that want to get in early at a significantly discounted price, you can do that right now at cheatcodesocial.com. That has all the details about what's included. This is every single thing that you need to start from scratch all the way to AI automation that teaches you what to do and how to do it to get business from social media, not just to get more views, but to get actual business. You need Cheat Code Social. Go to cheatcodesocial.com to check out the pre-launch.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. My name is Dustin Brome. I am a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm the founder of SearchSaltLake.com and of the SnapPack Live Real Estate Group. A lot of you guys listening right now probably found me through the SnapPack Group. If you don't know what that is, type it into your Facebook search bar, join the group. It's all about real estate marketing, and I think you'll learn something and sell some more homes with what you learn. So I'm sitting here in my basement office right now. It's New Year's Day 2018. I was walking the dog earlier today, and I made a decision that today is the day that I start a podcast. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I've been thinking about it, and like most of us, we have great ideas, things we really want to do, but we never do them. I decided it's New Year's Day, let's do the damn thing. This is my first episode of the Massive Agent Podcast. And I came up with that name just the other day while walking the dog. I listen to podcasts while I'm walking the dog. I do all sorts of thinking. And so the name Massive Agent came up while walking the dog. It's kind of crazy. So I can thank O'Reilly, my blue nose pit bull, for that name. What is Massive Agent Podcast? If you're listening, you probably want, this is episode one. You're wondering, what the hell am I getting into here? Why should I be listening to this Dustin guy? I'm all about marketing. I absolutely love the marketing side of real estate. Even though I do like working with clients, and especially first-time home buyers, I really find that gratifying. But marketing really is fun to me. I enjoy the ins and outs. I love running Facebook ads. I love, you know, doing drone video and editing that video and social media. I love all that stuff. And so this podcast is going to be all about real estate marketing. If you know me already from the SnapPack real estate group on Facebook, you already know that, you know, I'm just a marketing guy. That's what I really excel at. That's what I'm good at. And that's what really helped me to take my business to the next level from just being a mediocre, average real estate agent in Salt Lake City, just selling a home every month. You know, marketing is what brought me to the next level. So, real quick, I apologize. I have no idea if this sound quality is any good or not. I'm just using a Samson Go mic. I clipped it on top of my MacBook. I decided I just need to get the first episode recorded on New Year's Day. I plan to bring you a new episode once per week, and it's going to be all about lead generation and marketing. Mainly, how can you get more deals? How can you sell more homes? There's lots of different ways that I do that. I'm going to talk about blogging. I'm going to talk about Facebook ads, Google AdWords. We'll probably even talk about some old school techniques like direct mail, door knocking, good old sphere of influence, client appreciation events, all sorts of stuff like that, because honestly, there's not one right answer. The right answer is that you need to be doing more than one thing to generate leads. Even though I almost exclusively run Facebook ads to get the vast majority of my leads in my business, I still do other things. I have a client appreciation Facebook group. I call it the Search Salt Lake MVP group, Search Salt Lake MVPs. And all my clients, past and current, I add to that group, at least the ones that I like. I'll take care of them. I'll, you know, every once or twice a month, I'll put $100 on a Starbucks gift card. I'll take a screenshot of that on my Starbucks mobile app. I'll post, I will post that in the MVP group, and I'll just tell my clients, hey, go get yourself a coffee, go get a cake pop for the kids, you know, whatever, go get a cheese Danish, go get it, it's on me. They can just take that screenshot into Starbucks and get it scanned, and they love it. That's something you can do for your clients right now. The actionable thing you can do leaving this podcast episode is go start a Facebook group for your clients. Take care of them. Give them updates on events going on in the community. Give them, you know, you can do the Starbucks gift card thing. You can do Baskin Robbins, you know, the same thing because they have a mobile app. You could give away tickets to, if you have like a parade of homes in your area, you could do drawings and giveaways and, you know, give away Amazon Echo Dots and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff I do. I just like to let them know that I still care about them. They're still important to me, and it helps me stay in touch with them. And guess what? That's helped me to get more referrals from those past clients. It's been beautiful. So that's something you can do today. Maybe you already do client appreciation events. Maybe you rent out a movie theater once a year. Maybe you take it, you know, take your past clients to a baseball game once a year. That's cool. The Facebook group's free. Do it. It's such an easy way to stay in touch with people, and they love it. So do that. Now, on this podcast, the Massive Agent Podcast, which, by the way, let me tell you how I came up with the name. I was thinking of, I don't know how it came to my mind. Like I said, I was walking the dog, and I was thinking about mega agents, that term mega agents. And I'm like, what's bigger than mega? I'm like, well, hell, let's just call it Massive Agent. And I like it. So you may think the name sucks. That's cool. But I like it. So I'm rolling with Massive Agent. What I plan to do with this podcast, I plan on having guests on, guests that really excel at certain aspects of the real estate business, specifically with lead generation, getting clients. That's what it's all about. There's plenty of other great podcasts out there that can teach you how to be a better real estate agent. I want to teach you how to get more clients. That's what I'm passionate about. There's a lot of different ways that I've been successful doing that, and I'm going to share them with you. We'll talk about different social media strategies, different, like literally different posts, different specific posts you can do, and then turn those into ads or whatever that you can do to get more reach for your business page, to get more exposure in your community, to get more leads. We'll talk about Facebook ads a lot. I do some Facebook ads coaching. I love Facebook ads. It's something that I committed to. I started learning, and over time, I think I really became, I don't want to call myself a master. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but I'm pretty damn good with Facebook ads, and I do Facebook ads coaching on the side. I really enjoy it. I've seen some people do some pretty amazing things with a small budget with Facebook ads, so we're going to be talking about specifics here. I'll give you some ad ideas, you know, what photo to use or video, what targeting you should use for your audience, you know, what type of headline you should use. We'll talk about the creative. We're going to get into the details. I'm not going to just talk high level here. I know today I am because I'm just kind of laying the groundwork for you. So we're going to have guests on. You know, we're going to reach out to the people within the industry that are crushing it in certain areas. Some people are crushing it with building a brokerage. Others are crushing it with Google AdWords. Some are strictly building huge businesses off of realtor.com leads. Some are blogging. Some are just doing Facebook Live video, you know, all of the above. And you can have success with any of those and or all of those. We're going to help you find out what speaks to you, what your strengths and weaknesses are. Because I'm telling you right here, this is something I want you to think about going into 2018. I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but it's New Year's Day, January 1st, 2018. 10 p.m. in Salt Lake City, Utah. You have to focus on your strengths and not worry so much about your weaknesses, or find someone else to handle your weakness, whatever that is. For example, like the books, you know, doing the finances, the accounting for my business, I suck at. I like to think that I'm good at it because I love, you know, stock market, stock options, you know, cryptocurrency, stuff like that. I love that. But when it comes to like QuickBooks, I suck. So I hire that out. That's a weakness of mine. That lets me focus on my strengths. You need to figure out how to do that in your business this year. Whenever you're listening to this, you could be listening to this on September 23rd of 2022. It's still true then. Focus on your strengths. Find out what they are. Be honest with yourself about what your strengths and weaknesses are. And really dig deep on that. I'm going to tell you a quick story and then I'll wrap it up. I have no idea how long I've even been yammering for so far. But quick story. The first few years I was in the real estate business, I had a mentor. I love him to death. He and I have very different personalities. He was one of those guys that loved to chase down business. He loved to have scripts. He loved to make cold calls. He loved to go door knocking. He loved, you know, hitting people up in the grocery store, stuff like that. Hey, you know, if you're thinking about selling your house, I'm the guy and here's why, you know. And so I thought my first few years in the business that to be successful, that's what I had to do. I didn't know that there were other ways to be successful as a realtor. And so, you know, I didn't do very well because that wasn't, you know, I hated doing that stuff, but I did it because I thought I had to. I thought that that's how real estate agents did it. I did not understand marketing. I did not understand social media. For sure, I didn't understand social media at that point. I didn't understand the power of, you know, Facebook Live and, you know, 360 video and drones. I didn't understand that. And so it was about the end of my third year in the business. And I was like, you know, I'm not having that much success. I'm not enjoying doing this. I hate door knocking. I hate having scripts. I suck at them because I wasn't good at it. And when you're not good at something, you don't like it. When you don't like it, you're not successful with it. So, you know, no wonder. And so it was then I realized I have to find something that really speaks to me that I'm good at. So what I did is I don't know exactly how this happened. I was just looking for different marketing ideas, you know, how to get some clients. And I came across blogging. I came across content marketing in general. And there's content marketing is a broader term for just putting out content that brings people to you. When I came across content marketing as a concept, I was blown away. I was like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that if I just put out some content, if I write an article or if I do a video or both, or if I do a podcast or whatever, or a Facebook Live video. Facebook Live didn't exist back then. You know, Facebook Live is a fairly new thing, Instagram Live and all that, fairly new. But at the time, I just thought, look, if I can just put out some content and attract business to me, that was game-changing for me. That was a paradigm shift, and I remember sitting in my office. I don't remember the exact day, but I remember, like, the whole scene, you know, like my messy-ass desk over here. I remember what that was like when it clicked in my brain that, hey, I would be good at putting out content. I enjoy doing that stuff, and I was just barely getting into it then, too. Like, I you know, tip of the iceberg. But I thought, I can do that. I can commit to putting out content if it works, if it's true, if content marketing is not just some theory, if I can actually put out content and have business be attracted to me, I'm all in on that. I can do that. And so I started learning more, and that's how I started going down the avenue of blogging. I got some mentors in the blogging world, and some of them will have on this show. I really just made a decision, kind of like I did with this podcast today. I made a decision that I need to commit to content marketing to find out if it really works. It sounded good in theory that you can put out content and business will come to you, because that was the opposite of what I was doing and what I'd been taught. So I decided I need to find out if it's going to work for me. I started writing articles. I started, you know, writing some content that was about Salt Lake City, not necessarily about real estate, but about Salt Lake City. I just wanted to get my name out there, get some traffic to my website, and, you know, let some of the lead capture stuff on my website bring in some leads. And I really focused on building my Google business listing. And, you know, at the time I was starting from scratch, I had no reviews, no nothing. And I just got it up there. After about 3 months of blogging, once every 1 to 2 weeks. It wasn't even that often. About 3 months later, I got a phone call from somebody that had seen me. They saw one of my videos on YouTube about how much Zillow sucks. Like, I just kind of went off on Snapchat about why I think Zillow sucks. I explained Zestimates and, you know, how the hell can they be accurate if they've never seen inside your house, you know, that kind of thing. And I did it on Snapchat. I downloaded it, uploaded it to YouTube, and somebody came across that. Then that brought them to my website through the link in the YouTube description. And from there, they watched some more of my stuff and read some of my articles, and they called me. Okay, I get a phone call from a buyer, and they were like, "Hey, we found you online. We loved your video about Zillow, because we didn't know that stuff. We think you'd be fun to work with. Can you help us find a house to buy?" I was floored. I was like, holy crap, this actually works. They have already made up their mind before they called me that they wanted to hire me. Right then and there, it validated everything about content marketing. And, you know, ever since then, I've been all in on it. I've been trying to put out as much content as possible. And I can tell you, content marketing is the real deal. You just have to find out what part of it is your strength. Focus on that, put out content consistently, and you can have some of the same results. Because ever since that day, the vast majority of my business is organic. That means free leads. You know, you did the work once, you wrote an article back in the day, or you got a bunch of reviews on your Google My Business profile, and it brought in, it just keeps bringing in clients. It's like the golden goose. So ever since that day, my business has continued to grow. It's gotten better every year. I just, you know, I'm at six figures. I'm doing, you know, I'm having a good time. On the next episode, I'll talk about my goals for 2018, because I think a lot of you guys are kind of at that point too. Let me just mention this too, since this whole thing's been me rambling. Why stop now, right? There's going to be a few different people who are listening to this podcast, the Massive Agent Podcast. Gosh, I love that name. I just do. Sorry if you think it sucks, but I love it. It's not changing. So you could be somebody who is struggling. You just need to get more clients. You don't know where to start. You need some specific actionable ideas to get started getting clients coming to you. Cool. We're going to have a bunch of stuff for you. You're going to be very pleased. I can tell you that. We're also going to have people that are bringing in a bunch of leads, but they're looking to take their business to the next level. Maybe they're a one-man show right now, and they need to start bringing on some buyer's agents because they just have a bunch of leads coming in through Facebook ads. They can't do it all themselves. So we're going to be talking a lot of this year about how to grow your business from being a one-man or a one-woman operation to being a team. We're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to bring on some experts who have built very large, very successful teams in the real estate business. We'll bring them on, hear it directly from them. And honestly, I want to know that too. I'm at the point in my business where I have too many leads to handle myself, and I need to finally bring somebody else on board or a few people on board. And so as I go through that process, I'm going to be sharing it with you, and hopefully that brings value to you and helps you take it to the next level if you're one of those people. And the third type of person listening to this enjoys watching train wrecks. You can't look away. You know, you're doing just fine in your business. You have everything's systemized. You have a team, you know, everything's dialed in. You have plenty of leads. You've got it all figured out. Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Mega Agent. And you just want to listen to some dude in Salt Lake make a fool of himself on the old interwebs. Well, you're in luck, because I'll do that too. So it's all good. Anyways, guys, thanks for sticking with me. If you're still actually listening to this after however long this has been, I'm still learning the podcasting software, so I don't even know where to see how long I've been going. Let's see. 20 minutes. I've been going 20 minutes. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. If you're still with me after 20 minutes, thank you. And you're brave. And I promise you this. I will bring you specific, detailed, actionable things you can do right now to bring business to you so you can start selling more homes, start closing more deals, start putting money, you know, bringing money into your business and putting food on your family's table. At the end of the day, that's what's important. We're here to make a living. We can enjoy it along the way, but we're here to make a living, and it's New Year's Day right now as I'm recording this. We're all making New Year's resolutions, and you know, a bunch of us on Facebook are like, you know, what's your word for 2018? And you know, I can't say my word because it, you know, it's not a nice word. I'm just kidding. I made that up. I don't really have a word for 2018. I can make one up, but I won't. A lot of us are doing that right now. We're making resolutions, and as we should. We shouldn't just stumble into the next year doing the same shit that we were doing the previous year, unless we have absolutely everything dialed in. And even if you do, let's be honest, even if you have everything dialed in and you think you're the best agent on the planet, Mr. Mega Agent Big Shot, that's cool. But there's things you can do to improve. There's things you can do to get better. We should all be thinking about that right now. So I think this is a good time to be releasing this podcast. Thank you for listening. Let me know if there's something specifically you want me to cover. And in the meantime, please go join the Snap Pack Live Real Estate group on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, you know, pull out your iPhone. In the search bar, just type Snap Pack. S-N-A-P-P-A-C-K. No space. Snap Pack. It's going to bring up the Snap Pack Live Real Estate group. Join the group. It's all about real estate marketing. We talk a lot about ideas, social media, all sorts of stuff. I'll tell you what, the members of the Snap Pack group, they have their finger on the pulse of what's going on with digital marketing and social media. Whenever new features are rolled out, we talk about them immediately. What do you think that does if you get your hands on that information before anyone else in your marketplace? If you found out, hey, Facebook Live now has 360 video, I can do 360 Facebook Live open houses and no one else in your market's doing that, what's that going to do to your business? Are you going to be able to grab market share or not? I would say yes. So join the group. I'd love to meet you. Let me know what I can do to make this podcast better, but I'm not changing the name. The Massive Agent Podcast is where it's at. I'm not changing it. So hopefully you can get past the name. Thanks for sticking with me after 23 minutes. Regardless of when you're listening to this, I hope you have an amazing year, better than the last. Let's try to make it 2 times, 3 times better than the last year. We can do that. There's things we can do by focusing on our strengths. I want you to be a massive agent yourself in your market. Thanks, guys. Have a great new year.